You say that you're curious to know what kind of things I would do with you if I were really in your bed. That the very thought of it makes you feel nervous, but leaves your pussy so fucking wet for me. That you've been imagining it. Well, if that's the case, I guess I really should give you a better idea of what it would be like, shouldn't I? I think that I would start by planting 1,000 little kisses all over your face, your neck, your collarbone. Oh, just covering you with them. My hands would massage all over your tummy, your thighs, and your bum. When you start begging me for more, when you need to feel my hands on other places, I would move my focus to your breasts, playing with them, squeezing them, kissing them, licking and sucking at your nipples. Oh, getting them good and hard, making them so very sensitive, teasing you, making you moan and writhe and beg with every kiss and lick and touch. I know that I would enjoy those sounds. And I know that you would enjoy my touch even more than you enjoy my voice, whispering such dirty, naughty things into your ear, filling your head with fantasies and sexy sounds, and encouraging you to touch that needy, wet pussy for me. To come as hard as you can. But I wonder, could you come from that alone? From my lips and my tongue and my hands worshipping your tits, worshipping your nipples? I guess that really doesn't matter now, does it? Because I'd just be getting started with you. You see, next, I'd lick my way back up to your lips and give you a single sweet kiss before heading back down again, kissing and licking and nuzzling my way slowly down your cleavage over that sexy, tasty tummy, dipping my tongue, tickling you, making you giggle, before continuing and stopping when my lips find the waistband of your knickers, the only item of clothing that you would be wearing, the only item of clothing that you would ever be allowed to wear to bed. And that's because I'd love taking them off you, unwrapping that pussy and that tasty round ass every night. It had become part of our special bedtime ritual. Oh, sweetie, I'd press my face to those knickers, and I'd tease your clit through the fabric, nuzzling into your pussy right through your knickers, feeling just how wet you are for me, trying to make that wet spot even bigger before I take them off you, licking you through them and enjoying the feeling of your wet heat calling out to me. Oh, I'd start thinking about just how warm and juicy your pussy must be for me already. How good it would feel to plunge my fingers inside you, to stretch you open and make you squeal. But it wouldn't be time just yet. No, not yet. I'd have to tease you some more first. And so, I'd start kissing and licking along your sexy, silky thighs. I'd work my way down, moving further and further away from your pussy, worshipping you and yet teasing you at the same time. My hands would follow, caressing and massaging up and down your sides as I tease your thighs, squeezing and teasing your hips and your tummy, and slipping my hands inside and tugging the waistband of those knickers, sliding them down gently, slowly, exposing that gorgeous pussy, that glistening, wet, excruciatingly warm pussy. And when at last I'd get those knickers off you, I'd press them to my face and inhale your scent from them once more. And then I'd throw them aside, and I'd growl up at you and take hold of your ankles, lifting your legs straight up into the air before pushing them back and bending you almost in half, completely exposing your needy, wet cunt to me. Oh, and I'd bury my face in it, coating myself in your sticky, wet juices, marking myself with your scent, your taste, your sweetness, taking ownership of you in the most primal way. And then I'd stick my tongue out and I'd lick gently up and down your slit. Once, twice, three times, savoring that sweet, sweet taste, parting those pretty folds before dipping my tongue inside you, probing into you just as deep as I can reach. I rock my head from side to side, lifting your ass up off the bed, all in an effort to slip my tongue even a millimeter deeper inside you. Taste your juices from the source, moaning into your cunt as I drink my fill of you, twisting and twirling my tongue inside you, hitting every spot that I can reach, fucking your cunt with my tongue, making you mine, making that cunt grip at me, making it ripple and pulse around me, bringing you closer and closer to orgasm, to coming all over me, all over my tongue, all over my face. And all the while, I'd be loving the sounds that you make, loving the way you writhe and squirm and throw back your head and buck your hips up into me, loving this power that I have over you, this control that I have over your pleasure. And when I decide that your pussy is juicy enough, when I decide that I want to give you more, more pleasure, more torture, I'd slip my tongue out of you and lick my lips and spread your legs wide open. And I'd kiss your thighs again and lick my way up to your clit, and I'd tease it. Oh, I tease it with the very tip of my tongue, over and over again, tickling it with sharp little flick tricks intended to keep you on edge, but give you no opportunity for release. I keep teasing you, I keep lashing at your clit until you get so desperate that you grab a handful of my hair and pull my lips tight against you, wriggling your hips, grinding yourself up against me, clamping your thighs against the sides of my head, smothering me with your cunt, and giving me no chance of escape. And that's what I've been waiting for. That's when I'd give you what you need. My lips would seal around your clit, and I'd suck on it ever so gently at first, stimulating you a bit more, a little bit more, letting the pleasure build and build and build inside you, feeling your clit pulsing hot, insistent against my tongue, feeling your hips buck as I start worshipping it with the flat of my tongue in long, slow, wet licks. So warm, so soft, so fucking pleasurable. Sucking you and licking you and moaning muffled encouragements into your pussy. And you'd be writhing nonstop by that point. You'd be close already, so very close to coming. And you just need one last little push to get you over the edge. And I'd give that to you. I'd slide a hand back up your body. I'd slip my fingers into your mouth, have you suck on them while I eat your cunt. And then, once they were good and wet, coated in your saliva, just like your pussy is with mine, I'd slip them back down between your legs, and I'd ease one, two, three fingers into your warm, tight, sopping, wet hole, and I'd fuck you with them. I'd fuck you while I suck and lick and worship your clit. Oh, and you'd come. You would come all over me. All over my fingers. All over my face. All over the bedsheets. You'd moan and scream and thrash about. You'd squeeze my head between your thighs, suffocate me with your cunt, fill my mouth with your sweet, tasty girl cum, and I'd love it. I'd keep my mouth on you, licking you and sucking you and fucking you with my fingers, lapping up every drop of your juices that I could find, resisting any attempt you make to push my head away from you when you get too sensitive, keeping pace with you as you try and crawl further up the bed. You'd lose all sense of who and where you are, just giving yourself over to that orgasm, to the throbbing, pulsing waves of pleasure still radiating through your body, emanating from your cunt, from my touch, my lips, my tongue, all over you. Oh, and before you even have a chance to regain your senses, I'd bury my favorite toy in you. I'd move up between your legs, graze my tits, my nipples all over your flesh and lavish your lips with deep, passionate kisses, sharing the taste of you. And I'd push it into you all the way inside in just a single thrust. I'd hear you yelp and squeal and feel you shake and buck underneath me, clamping tight around me, gripping at me with your arms and legs, clawing at me as your tight little pussy struggles to accommodate the length and girth of my favorite strap-on. As you try to get used to it, stretching and filling you once again, and you'd moan, such a satisfied moan, because I'd be inside you, in control of your pleasure again. And I'd be in heaven, sweetie. Oh, looking down into your eyes, my head pressed to yours, my breasts pressed to yours, my lips pressed to yours. Oh, I'd start fucking you slow, taking my time before building up the pace. Just enjoying the feeling of pushing in and out of you. The sensation of your cunt gripping at the toy, resisting me as I pull my hips back. The gentle stimulation of the harness as it rubs and grazes against my clit with every thrust into you that I make. The base of the dildo pressing back against me whenever I bottom out inside you. Every little movement, every adjustment, every shifting of my hips, adding to the throbbing in my clit. And I'd be loving the sticky, wet noises that we make. The gentle slapping sounds as flesh hits flesh. Our shared moans and sighs. Our heavy breathing, getting heavier by the second. I'd relish the sensation of your legs gripping me and releasing me. Gripping and releasing in rhythm with every thrust, urging me all the way inside you, pulling me deeper into you every single time. My pleasure feeding yours, your pleasure feeding mine. But this would just be another tease, because eventually we'd both need more. I'd give you one more kiss and then lift myself up over you, planting my hands flat on the bed, getting some leverage, my hair falling around your face, and I'd start to roll my hips as I plunge in and out of you. Oh, building up speed, pounding into you so hard, so deep, so forcefully. And I'd growl at you to fuck me back. I'd tell you to use your legs, buck your hips, fuck yourself up onto that dildo. I'd fuck you faster and faster, and you'd match me, thrust for thrust. Our moans would start blending into one. One unceasing cry of ecstasy. A testament to how good this feels, to how well we work together. I would fuck you, and fuck you, and fuck you, and fuck you. And when I'd hear your moans begin to change and your cries become more strained, more primal. When I feel your body quaking and shuddering underneath me, your hands move from gripping up my arms to clawing up my back, your legs wrapping themselves even tighter around me, unwilling to let me pull back too far. I would know that you're close again, that you're seconds away from giving me what I want most of all, that you're going to come for me again, so hard, that you're going to soak that toy and moan for all the world to hear. Oh. And I would encourage you. I would tell you just how desperately I want you to come, how badly I need to feel it, just how desperately I want you to come, how badly I need to feel it, feel you coming underneath me, your legs wrapped around me, our bodies entwined. I would tell you just how badly I need to see you let go and come for me, how I want to hear you scream and moan and come for me. Do it. Come for me. Come for me, I tell you. And you'd do it. You'd throw back your head and arch your back and grip me so fucking hard. And you'd scream a silent scream as your orgasm overwhelms you, causing you to lose all control, racking your body with wave after wave of sweet, blissful pleasure. You'd come for me. You'd come, squeezing that dildo inside you as though it was part of me, soaking it with your girl cum, grinding upon it, stimulating me in the process, just tempting me to lose control myself and come right there and then with you. But I'd resist, hold back, keep myself right on the edge, grinding my clit and fucking you through that orgasm. Building it up, extending it as much as I can. I'd press my lips to yours and kiss you, feeling you moan your pleasure into my mouth, sharing it with me, letting me have just the merest taste of what you're feeling. And I'd keep fucking you. And when your pussy stops rippling, and clenching and squeezing around me, and you regain some control over your body, I would pull out of you and push your legs together and straddle you, rolling you over underneath me, having you lie there on your front. Oh, and I'd tell you to raise that ass just a little higher for me. Just a fraction higher for me, to tilt your hips up a little, to let me push into you, oh, so deep. And I'd grab a pillow, and I'd push it under you, and I'd fuck you all over again, pounding into you from behind, hard and deep. And unrestrained, I wouldn't hold back anymore. I wouldn't worry about coming before you. I'd just use you. I'd use you entirely for my pleasure. I'd treat your cunt like a toy. A fuck toy. The most perfect little fuck toy that I'd ever owned. I'd listen to you whine and moan and scream as I fuck you into the bed. I'd slap your ass, spank you again and again as I use you. Oh, I'd leave such beautiful marks on your flesh, sweetie. Yet more evidence that you are mine, that I own you, that you've given yourself to me. I'd lean forward, squishing my tits up against your back, so that I can moan right into your ear. I'd rest my weight on my arms, changing the angle at which I'm fucking you. Not pushing so deep anymore, but hitting your G-spot with each and every thrust, grinding against you and pleasuring myself with every roll of my hips, the base of the dildo pressing even more firmly against my pussy, against my clit. Every stroke into you now bringing me closer. Every little noise that you make, setting my cunt ablaze, making my clit throb harder, my orgasm ever more inevitable. Oh, and I'd wrap a hand in your hair, turn your head to face me, and I'd press my lips to yours, kissing you so fucking deeply, moaning into your mouth as I grind into you, faster and faster and faster, as I try to hold back, resist that urge, and draw out my pleasure for just a moment longer. I'd see that look in your eyes, that look that tells me you are right there with me, that you want it, need it, just as badly as I need to give it to you. That look that tells me that you're going to come for me again, the very second that you hear me let go. Hear me squeal and whine and explode on top of you. The very second that I come for you, my good girl. And that is all it takes. I push into you, grinding against you so hard as I come all over you with a roar of pleasure. Struggling, writhing all over, soaking us both with my juices. And I'd feel you shaking and trembling and pushing back against me, raising your ass up to take that dildo even deeper, silently entreating me to fill you up even more completely, to grind against you even harder, to help us both come even harder. And I'd do that willingly, because I'd be all yours, always yours. I claimed you, and you claimed me. And so, drained and exhausted, I would collapse on top of you, breathing hard, panting from exhaustion. And I'd laugh with you, and kiss you again, so many times. Oh, I'd kiss you as you come back to your senses. Each kiss letting you know how much fun that was, how badly I needed it, and how much you mean to me. And then I would pull out of you and set our toys aside, and I would lie down beside you and pull the covers over us before pulling you tied up against me and planting a kiss on the very top of your head and just holding you until you fall asleep in my arms. The bedsheets still soaking from our lovemaking, our flesh still warm from exertion, and the smell of sex still potent in the air. And I'd fall asleep after you, and when we wake up in the morning, we would do the whole thing over again. That is what I would do with you if I were really in your bed, sweetie. I hope you sleep well. Good night.